shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
Turn that off, bud. We're not... It's time for Ted.
Oh, sorry.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
And going down to Ted's of Beverly Hills, a lot of things happening with this National Football League season. You are never far away from a game when you're in our prime rib room. Watch the NFL, get yourself a drink, and come on in for our prime rib, of course, that Sunday. We're very happy to be on the show tonight, Bill.
Thank you, Ted, for being with us. And it's a Ted Bell segment here, folks, brought to you by Ted Bell. And welcome to our program, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. And we're kicking things off tonight with you, Ted, because it is your sponsored segment. We also have some pretty interesting news made public today or yesterday. I think it was yesterday. Horses could soon be butchered in the U.S. for human consumption after Congress quietly lifted a five-year-old ban on funding horse meat inspections, and activists say slaughterhouses could be up and running in as little as a month.
Right there, Phil, the mentioning of activists, I think it's very unfortunate because for many people who are in the food business, food delivery business, in the grocery business, in the provisioning business, it's an option that you have, and you are able to open up a little bit more to the consumer, different options, especially at times when prices may be a little steep. So when you mentioned activists, a red flag went up.
And the red flag is what? Are they animal rights activists?
Well, they're animal rights activists, but again, what I find hypocritical is that we serve meat from steer, we serve meat from a bovine animal, and I haven't had any activists picketing my restaurant. We're a steakhouse. I think people understand that. Now that I'm able to offer an option, and in some cases, it's an option that you're going to offer to people that'll be right there on the menu. In other instances, it is simply an option that they are going to be afforded. And then you have activists telling you can't do it. I tell you, you can't roll back. The Congress has lifted the ban. I don't know what their premise is going to be, the activists, on reinstating the ban.
Is there some thought that horses are like dogs and cats, that they are a domesticated creature that gives us that they're more valuable to us as companions, as pets, as I don't know, that there's somehow.
Well, I'm as sentimental as the next guy, but if people are looking to increase their protein intake and they are looking to increase the quality, at least nutritionally, of their meals. And I have the ability to provide this for my customers.
All right, and I want to get into talking to you about this. You have a steakhouse that is in Beverly Hills, California, and you're going to put horse meat on the menu?
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that I was going to put it on the menu. What I'm telling you is that there is an option for me as a restaurateur to give to my customers as high a quality tasting product. And at the same time, I can save on the overhead. I can save on the wholesale end, so that we're not spending as much money.
So, I'll get to that question in a moment. Sounds to me like you're going to sell horse meat.
No, that's not what I'm not going to have on the menu. We sell horse meat. What I'm saying is, and please try that. I'm sure that there are a lot of consumers that understand that if they can have a product that is as quality tasting, shall we say, as steak, and they know that it is not costing me as much, that I think they're going to want to at least support my business to the extent that they will like the idea that I've got that. I'm not going to put it on the menu.
Well, what are you going to have on the menu if you have horse meat and you're selling it as a steak? What are you going to put on the menu?
Well, you, you can put on the menu that it is a steak. You can put on the menu it's a delicious steak. It's a 12-ounce steak. You can call it a Ted's. You can give it a charbroil, or you can give it a fillet or something. You don't have to say what it is, and that's really not why I came on the program tonight. The reason why I came on the program tonight was to talk to you about these activists, so-called animal rights activists. I don't see them as animal rights activists at all. I think that these are people that probably own horses themselves and probably ride those horses and probably run those horses and probably use those horses in their amusement time almost to death. As the animal is dragging itself back to a stable, laden down with a saddle and God knows what else, and those people call themselves animal rights activists? I don't think so.
Well, you're talking about people that ride horses for a hobby.
Yes, these individuals, you've seen them where they have they got a stable or what have you, and they go out and they ride the horse, and then and some of these individuals should not be on the back of an animal. They are. These animals are fragile creatures. I mean, they're strong animals, but you're not going to put a human being on the back of an animal, a human being that has no business sitting on a horse, any more than they, forgive me for trying to be funny, but any more than they have business wearing pants,
You're talking about people that are overweight. I understand what you're saying, and that there may be some abuse of horses in that respect, but we're talking here specifically about the serving of horse meat. Congress has lifted this ban, and there is now there is conversation at the USDA saying that the USDA is going to allow the butchering of horses for human consumption. So, again, you're going to sell horse meat.
What you do is you afford your customers the option of having a quality steak. You're not going to say, oh, we've got horse meat steak. That is not a commercially viable choice, in my opinion. But what you can say is you have a delicious steak, you can make it a part of the menu, and you provide it. And again, it costs me less from my wholesaler, so that when I retail it to my customer, I am saving that much more money.
Now, the money that the customer is saving on this steak, they're going to see that the price is lower.
Well, it's a difficult business. I didn't necessarily say, and nor do I think it's wise of me to lower the price, because if I do that, then the customer thinks that he's not getting a high quality cut of meat. So I'm going to keep my prices the same. All right.
So what you're saying, you're going to keep your prices the same, but you are...
I'm going to be saving money, yeah. But I also understand, in my opinion, I think my customers are going to appreciate the fact that we do serve horse meat, or we serve this kind of a cuisine, and that they can avail themselves of that.
All right, can I interrupt you, Ted, for a moment here?
Go ahead.
If you are not identifying on the menu that you're selling horse meat, then how does your customer know?
I think what we do is we basically... come on programs like yours, Phil. I'm going to go on the Ken and Bob. What is it? Ken and John show
on a John and Ken.
John and Ken, and go on some of these programs, and we go on some of the LA talk shows and so forth, and nationally too, and let them know that we're very excited about the possibility that we can afford our customers the choice of a quality steak. It's good meat, Phil. It's good tasting. I think there's been a terrible, terrible slander against horse. Every time we say horse meat, you think of cat food or dog food.
And well, that's what I think of, and because of that, I would never want to eat.
Well, I'm advertising on your program, and because I'm advertising on your program, and I advertise on other programs, I would hope that the hosts who are on those shows are going to support Tens of Beverly Hills. And I would like you to come in at your choosing, Phil, and sit down and have lunch and have one of our Ted specials or what have you.
So that would be a horse meat steak.
Again, we're not calling it that. It is a Ted lunch special. It's a delicious 12-ounce steak. And that's all we have to call it. I don't have to say, come in and get a horse meat steak. what I'm telling you is I'm saving money because it's not as expensive. And
Okay.
But what?
Well, all right. I mean, I understand, but you're not passing that savings on to the consumer.
I cannot lower the price of the steaks because people will think that the quality suffers. And so
so you need to maintain the price of that steak, but you're going to be selling a Ted special steak or whatever you wind up calling it.
We do know we're going to have 8-ounce and 12-ounce. The largest will be a 12-ounce.
But this will essentially be horse steak.
You know, I don't want to call it that.
But isn't that what it is?
I don't want to call it that. I know what you're saying, and I affirm the statements you're making, but I don't want to say that.
Okay. I think I understand what you're saying, though. That's what it is.
Well, I'll just repeat what I said.
All right. Ted Bell with us here. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. He is serving or will be serving or will be purchasing because the USDA has lifted a 5-year ban on funding horse meat inspections, and activists say slaughterhouses could be up and running in as little as a month. There could be horse meat consumption among many Americans, and Ted Bell is one of many restaurants, huh, Ted?
Well, there's a few back east. I know a great many. I know a chain restaurant that is going to be using some of these suppliers.
And the reason is that a horse meat steak is a delicious steak.
No question, Phil, and it's low in fat. It's delicious. The only problem that we would have, again, would be this some kind of a political statement on the part of some of these activists that don't want you to slaughter horses. But I don't understand. These are the same people. These horse meat inspectors, or excuse me, not activists, these horse meat, what do you call them? The horse or activist opponents of horse meat are people that own horses and ride horses and in many cases ride them to death. And I think that needs to be investigated. I think we need to investigate who these individuals are that own horses for their own pleasure and amusement, ride them until they are almost dead, until the hearts in the chests of these great proud animals almost explode, and then leave them standing all afternoon with saddles on them while, excuse me for saying this, the fat slob that was riding this animal goes inside for a Diet Coke.
All right. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. What do you think about horse meat for human consumption? Do you think that Mr. Bell should have to identify the horse meat that's on his menu? Do you think he should pass the savings along to you on this horse meat? And for those of you who are animal rights or horse rights activists, do you own horses that you ride? I think you're being a little rough there, Ted.
No, I'm not. Believe me, I know some of these people.
All right, hold the line here. We'll be right back. 877-876-PHIL. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Again, the National Football League, we're getting into those really interesting weeks ahead of the playoffs, and we've got all the games on. We got our DirecTV. We paid the bill. Come on in and have yourself a drink and have our slow-roasted prime rib, Phil.
All Sunday, right?
All day Sunday, we have the slow-roasted prime rib, and I'm going to tell you right now, it is absolutely delicious. And
it's not made out of horse.
All right. I mean, here's the thing. I would rather that you not make those jokes, and I'll tell you why.
I apologize.
No, it's all right, but I'll tell you why. We're going to take advantage of this. We're going to deliver to our customers what we think is a high-quality steak. Is it as good as a regular steer or bovine product? Probably not. It's horse. But it's not costing me as much. And I want my customers to know that so that they can know that I'm not paying as much for the product. I mean, we're in the middle of a serious downturn. So if you're going to make jokes about the prime rib is beef. It's not a horse.
And no, I understand that. I just, you're right, it was a joke, and I apologize.
Because you're not going to, I don't want people not coming in because they think, oh, the prime rib, it's prime rib. That means it's off of the beef. If we are serving some kind of a horse stew or, I'm not going to come on a radio and say, come in and get a horse steak. I don't think it's good business.
But you are serving them.
Again, I don't want to say that we're serving horse. I'm simply...
But, all right, you know...
You see what I'm saying?
No, I understand that, but you're all right. 877-876-PHIL.
I what?
Well, I think it's an unspoken fact that that's what you're doing.
I don't want to go there. You know what I'm talking about, I know what you're talking about, and the audience knows what you're talking about.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let me go to a phone call, and we've got people hanging on. I want to talk to you, Ted, and we'll see what we can do about accommodating everybody. We have Sarah with us here. Sarah, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Ted Bell.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hello.
Okay,
yes, ma'am.
I'm very appalled at what I'm listening to. This gentleman who's on the line, he owns a restaurant?
Yes, ma'am. I own a steakhouse in Beverly Hills, California. It's called Ted's Beverly Hills. And the steak, we've been there since 1975.
Oh, okay. I would be appalled if I went anywhere and was not informed of what I was eating. I don't care if it's veal or if it's beef or whatever. Every animal that we eat has a name, and I guess I would surely expect that that should be on menu, whether you call it horse or they come up with some fancy name. It needs to be identified.
All right, let me ask the lady a question. When you order a steak at a restaurant, and you say, oh, look at this, a steak. I want to have a steak. You order the steak. Correct?
Yes.
All right. At no time do you ever ask the waiter, by the way, is this made out of cow? You have an expectation that you want a delicious product, something that is prepared properly, that tastes like a steak.
Yeah, but
well, hold on, Phil, and let me explain to the lady.
You know what?
And so when I deliver that steak to your table and you have an enjoyable evening with your husband or whoever you're with and you have a glass of wine and you just
tell me.
You want me to come out at the end of that meal? You want me to come out at the end of that meal and say, by the way, you just ate horse. Are you going to keep it down? Is it going to come out? You see what I'm saying?
It would probably come out.
I don't know what you're laughing at.
I have some experience in the restaurant field, and I don't know what your menu looks like, but ours said when it was 100% beef.
Absolutely.
I think that needs to be
identified.
Absolutely.
Or does it say, or let me ask you this, did it say 100% beef, or did it say 100% choice steak? What did it say?
Well, now we're getting into an area where there's a little bit of, well, I don't want to call it fraud.
Well, watch that word. We don't defraud anybody, okay?
And well, if you are not serving, if the understanding is...
We don't tell anybody anything. All I'm trying to do here, and I'm sure that Stacy, you're in the restaurant business, Sarah, you understand. I'm trying to do business, and you and Mr. Henry want me to come out and say, come on into Ted's and get a horse steak. It's not gonna work.
Obviously, yes, that's not going to work. But then it doesn't make
exactly
a lot of sense what you're saying. Either you don't want to say the wrong thing for fear of losing customers, but you want your customers to be very proud of you for saving money in these bad economic times, even though you pass any of that on to them. They're going to be...
Well, now, wait a minute. Now that's an interesting point. You're saying to me that if I did pass the savings on to them, they wouldn't care if they were eating cat. That's basically what you're saying.
No, she's not saying that at all.
Well, yes, you are. In a manner of speaking, you are, because you're saying, well, at least you can pass the savings on. That way, if they're eating dog food, if they're eating cat, they don't care.
No, she didn't say that at all.
I said I think it's absolutely strange to listen to you talking about how you think that your customers are going to be so happy that you're saving money. They're not, and they might end up eating something that they don't know what they're eating, but they should be happy because you're saving a dime.
Well, I think you're twisting it a little bit. I think you're spinning it away. Are you an animal rights activist? I have to ask you that because you're spinning it in a way that makes it sound like I'm serving cat. And
No. I'm listening.
I think what you're saying is and you're not even going to pass the savings on to your customers. The least you could do would be to do that, right? And if I did that, then I could say...
I guess from the explanation you're giving, that would make sense to me for you, at least for you to say,
all right.
This is why I'm doing it.
Let's take a break. Sarah, thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back here with Ted Bell.
Yeah, stir-fried cat.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Ted's of Beverly Hills, we are taking advantage of the United States Congress lifting the ban on horse meat inspection. We are very serious about our product at Ted's of Beverly Hills. But horse meat is available for human consumption.
And Ted Bell joining us. And what you're saying is that horse meat is not only available for human consumption, it's delicious.
It is absolutely delicious. It is, as I said, Phil, the horse is like the bovine animal, and by that I mean like the steer, the cow, is a herbivore, which means it is not a meat eater. And by the way, meat-eating animals are not necessarily bad-tasting or anything. Some of this nonsense you've heard. The reason why we do not raise meat-eating animals for our own food is because it costs more to feed an animal like that. Obviously, an animal that is consuming meat is going to require a protein source that is going to be a lot more expensive for the individual who is either involved in that agribusiness or involved in that kind of ranching. So we are, the human race has raised vegetation-eating animals, if you will. Now, the horse meat that I'm talking about is high-quality horse. By that, I mean you're talking about animals that are, at one time, they might have been thoroughbred horses who raced, for instance, in thoroughbred racing, which means they are a very healthy animal. There's very little fat.
And you're telling me that the horse meat that you're dealing in for human consumption, these used to be racehorses?
In some instances, yeah. Not in all instances, in some. A lot of them are going to be eventually farmed. But yes, in some instances, because if you're looking at this objectively, Phil, which I hope you are and I hope your listeners are, thoroughbred horse races, horses are low in fat, healthy animals. And obviously there's a lot of them that are made available every year by virtue of the fact that they have not lived up to their expectation as racehorses. But they can still use serve a useful purpose. So that's all I want to say about that, because I don't want to get too far into the discussion of that. People tend to get a little, I don't know.
Well, people are going to get really sentimental about horses. People are extremely sentimental about horses to begin with, because they're like a pet. But I had no idea that you're involved in the selling of thoroughbred horses as meat.
I didn't say I'm involved in the sell. It sounds as if you, forgive me, but you make it sound like I'm involved in white slaving.
And no, I'm not. No, Ted.
Well, like when you said you're involved in, it sounds as if I'm selling children, and I resent that, Phil.
No, I did not say that, Ted. I did not say that.
Well, it sounds as if you've got me in Bangkok selling children. I said that I am not selling. I don't want to discuss what I'm selling.
All right, I apologize, but anybody that is selling horse meat would be selling or would be involved in selling thoroughbred.
No, again, you're misspeaking. Again, you're misspeaking. Yet again, when you say it sounds like you're involved in, you are making it sound like I am involved in the trafficking of infants for sex. And
no, I am most certainly not, Mr. Bell, and I wish you wouldn't... I engage in that kind of overstatement. I am not saying that at all.
Well, that is how I'm hearing it. And there's an awful lot of people that are very sensitive about this. And
well, I can understand them being sensitive, but I have not said anything even remotely close to what you just claim I did. 877-876-PHIL is our number. Let's go to a phone call here. We have Jamie on the line, I believe. Jamie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Ted Bell. Jamie, are you there? She gone?
All right. Hello?
Let's
Hello?
Who's this? This is not Jamie. All right. Hold on, brother. Hold on for a minute, goofball. Here is Bob. Bob, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, please.
Hi. How you doing there, Ted? I just have a comment.
Very good. Thank you.
I just have a comment on...
I can't hear this caller. Turn him up, will you? Go ahead, sir. Okay. Bob.
Okay. Ted, I would just want to comment. Do you have a good restaurant? And you have a...
I can hear the caller. Go on.
I was saying, if you have a good restaurant, can you hear me, Ted?
I can hear you, yeah. Mr. Henry okay. was having a hard time hearing you, but I can hear you.
Yeah, I was having a hard time hearing you.
Okay, sorry about that. I'm in Pennsylvania. What I'm saying is, if you have a good restaurant and a good quality menu, don't worry about selling a horse. You sell your steaks. You don't need to advertise you're selling a horse. When they come in, offer it to them as an alternative, maybe have it a little cheaper, and let them have a choice, knowing what they're eating if they don't want the horse.
Okay, you know what? I got to get rid of the call because I don't know what the problem is. I can't hear the caller, and unless you guys can jack the level on these phone calls, let's go to Gary. Go ahead, Gary. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Phil, once again, thank you for taking my call. I am a butcher in New York City, and it's to me it's pretty direct that people will not consume an animal that you can have an emotional relationship with in that particular sense, that you can have a bond with as the animal per se for what it is.
Have you ever heard, you've heard of bacon, right? You've heard of bacon?
Yes, not too many people hanging out with pigs.
Really? I beg to differ. The pot-bellied pig has become quite a popular pet.
Few and far between. Let me say this.
Not really.
Okay.
I know some people. You made the statement that you cannot consume an animal that you have a personal relationship with, which I think that's bizarre. Who has a
don't take that to an extreme when they say a personal relationship.
A guy's gonna get to know the horse he's gonna eat?
No, the man is saying we generally don't eat animals that we keep as pets. Isn't that what you're saying, sir?
Exactly. Thank you.
All right.
I didn't want to beat that to death. The other thing is,
want to beat a dead horse.
Yeah, okay. listen. My point is, your idea may fly in a limited capacity on the West Coast. I'm on the East Coast. The idea would not be accepted in any way, shape, or form. You have a limited amount of people in a certain culture in New York City that have small bodegas, what we call, where they have livestock that they do sell for slaughter, lambs, chickens. But we're not dealing with horses over here. And
you do sell lamb.
Yes, we do.
That's an animal that you're going to have a friendship with, or whatever you wanted to call it.
I don't see that bonding process having a large following.
A lamb?
Yes, I don't know many.
Have you ever heard of Mary? You've never heard Mary had a little lamb?
That's a fairy. That's a nursery rhyme.
We didn't talk about the whole album.
That was Mary,
Dick and Harry. Okay.
Well, guys can make a joke. You guys can make a joke, but the whole premise of the gentleman's comments, it's premised on whether or not I have a friendship with what I'm about to kill and eat.
No, it's not. It's about animals that could be pets.
That's what I meant. And you're telling me lambs are not pets.
I don't know, other than Mary had a little lamb, which is probably something that goes back hundreds of years when maybe kids did have pets as some of the farm animals were their pets. Today we live in an urban society where we don't have those kind of pets.
And once a year, the president pardons two turkeys, okay, if you want to go that route.
There's a joke there, too. But what I'm trying to say is...
My point is, I'm in the business 35 years as a butcher, and I know what the public will be receptive to and what they won't, and there is a limited. They do carry ground buffalo meat, but that's pushing it. And our standards are much too rigorous over here. Would never cut it.
Well, what do you mean? First of all, the United States Congress is authorized. It's legal. And secondly, if you had the neighborhood lady come in, and I'm sure there's a million of them to come and see you, and she said to you, Gary, give me 2 pounds of horse.
Not going to happen.
And she's not talking about heroin.
Not going to happen. The conversation would never exist.
Oh, God.
Well, what are you going to say to her? My question is, what would you say to her if she said, Gary,
we don't carry the product.
And she says, well, that's the last time I'm walking into this place.
Oh, come on.
I would say next and have a nice day. And wherever she shopped, she would be greeted with the same situation. It's not going to fly in New York City.
In the middle of a recession, if you can blow customers off that easy, hey, you know, my hat's off to you. But
there are other ways to make the dollar, my friend.
That's right. Yeah. Hey, Gary, thank you very much, sir, for your expertise.
Thank you for taking the call.
Thank you.
John.
All right. Yes, sir. 877-876. Phil, we're going to get back to more of your phone calls here. While you're making jokes, though, Ted, I think you're missing the larger point here.
No. I'm not missing the larger point. What do you mean making jokes? When I said if I want 2 pounds of horse, and I'm not talking about heroin, I was thinking of the French Connection movie, which, of course, I saw. And, of course, it's a marvelous film with Gene Hackman and Roy Scheider, who passed on recently. Fantastic movie, and I visited some of the...
All right, fine, but what we're talking about horse?
Yeah, but the horse meat question, here's a guy, you know, with all due respect to the gentleman, Gary, I hear a little jealousy. I hear a man saying, oh, I didn't think of that. Nah, it'll never fly. You know how many times Ted Bell has heard that?
Look.
No, seriously, do you know how many times Ted Bell has heard, don't do that, it'll never work?
Well, I mean, if you've heard...
No, I'm saying... Yes, me, but what I'm really saying, do you know how many times Ted Bell has heard that? Let's forget about me for a minute, and let's talk about me as the Ted Bell most people know. And that is the provider of a great, well, just Ted Bell. Let's just talk about Ted Bell in the third person. How many times has Ted Bell heard, you better not do that, it's not done, nobody will go for it? How many times do you think Ted Bell's heard that?
Ted, I don't know how many times you've heard or...
I didn't say me.
You're talking about you, though, aren't you?
Would you please go with me? I'm saying how many times has...
How many times has Ted Bell heard it?
Yes.
I don't know.
Many, many times Ted Bell's heard that. And Ted Bell laughs in the face of that. When someone says to Ted Bell, you can't thus and so, Ted Bell goes, ha, ha, ha. That's what he does. If someone says to Ted Bell, like... Ted Bell's wife, Marcy, who said to him, if I see you come home and I smell that perfume on you again, I'm taking Joshua and I'm going to our place in the desert. And Ted Bell said, ha, 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 no, you're not. That's what he said.
Okay, Ted, I am talking to Ted Bell, aren't I?
No, but Phil, I'm trying to make a point.
No, you're making a ridiculous point. I got a third person. I understand that you are a Bull Brummel. I understand you're a trendsetter. I understand that you're out in front. I get it. Congratulations. The question is, and the question remains, are people going to go for it? Are people going to eat horse meat? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I'll get a little bit more into this article, guys, from Time Magazine. Horse meat may become available in the U.S. We'll be right back. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Well, welcome back here, the world famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, and we're online at philhendryshow.com. We've got live streaming video of our show. Right now, as a matter of fact, so you can join us over there at philhenryshow.com. We have Ted Bell on the line with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Just want to take a brief moment here to, familiarize you with our website, which is where you go and get our live streaming video. You can get podcasts of our show every day as a download the next day. You can download entire shows going all the way back to 1999 and some shows from before then. We have a news feed. We have our souvenir shop, which you can go into, and I would suggest you go into for any Phil fan in the house if you are one yourself, then go in and buy yourself something. We have the new Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodies. So let me talk with Ted about those in just a second here. as well as the sale of horse meat that may be going on at his restaurant.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Ted, what about those new Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodies?
These are Hanes hoodies. They come in the large, extra large, and double extra large. It has the Ted's of Beverly Hills logo on the front, and it has, we want to put our meat in your mouth. Right there, it has that slogan right on the back, too. So the Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie is available there at the Phil Hendry Show website. We want everybody to get their Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie and show people that you're not going to stand for, the maligning of our business, because we have decided that we're going to take the United States Congress up on their offer in a very difficult time, and we are going to offer people the option of purchasing this kind of horse steak or horse, a horse sandwich or whatever you want to call it, and this is an option. And again, we save on the overhead goes down, the amount that we're charged at the wholesaler goes down. And I want my audience to know that we're not paying as much. And
yeah, but that one lady said made a very good point. Why should they care?
Why should who care?
Why should the customer care if you're not passing the savings on to them?
I think the customer is going to appreciate the fact that they are eating in a man's restaurant who has an eye at the bottom line, who's got an eye on quality and on value. All right? So, no, I'm not passing the savings on to them, because if I did, then they'd think that they were eating some kind of a substandard meat. And that's not the case. Not at Ted's. No way. Not at my place. Maybe I don't want to mention any names, but I think you know the places I'm talking about. No way. Maybe they pull that. I don't. Not at Ted's. No way.
All right. I don't really know.
I've said I don't serve. I'm not serving snake meat. I'm not serving puppy dog. Do you want me to get into detail here?
No, okay. I understand. I just, I don't think anybody's going there. Not to that extreme. 877-876-PHIL. The number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Let me get to some phone callers here that we've had on the line here. Now, Bob, you called back. You got a better line. So, Bob, go ahead and make your point very quickly for us. Go ahead.
All right. Again, Ted, if you're serving...
Well, is this the gentleman from Pennsylvania, right?
Yes, this is him.
It is. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Yes, sir.
What I'd like to say is up here in Pennsylvania, and I'm sure in California as well, you can go to a restaurant and you can find various restaurants, venison on your menu, rabbit on your menu, buffalo. And,
absolutely.
And they let you know you're eating venison. They let you know, but you can still get a good quality T-bone or New York strip or what have you, filet. There's nothing wrong with serving any. I don't care if you're serving a dog. I mean, people want to eat it, they'll eat it. If they don't want to eat it, they won't eat it. It's their choice. But as far as you charging for something that you're not paying for, it's ridiculous. You're still going to make your money if your restaurant is a good restaurant.
Yeah, well, we have a great restaurant, but I can't right now, not in this climate, not with the tenor of the times being what they are, I can't say, here is horse, because I'm going to have all of these people. Well, here, I'll tell you why. I'm going to have all of these people, like that one lady that called up, oh, we own horses and we go riding on Sundays. All of these people that love to beat the hell out of their horses, but they think they're animal lovers, you see? So
absolutely.
I can't deal with that, I would rather just go out and have people eat horse and not tell them they're eating it.
Well,
how long have you been in business, sir?
Well, my father started the restaurant in 1976. I took it over in 1983. That's when, that's when we really got into business.
So you're very well established, so you shouldn't have to worry about
absolutely.
Other people coming in, and not, you should not lose any customers.
We're in Beverly Hills. We got a lot of liberals, and a lot of these people will say,
I understand what you're saying.
Right. We have a lot of the elderly entertainment people come in. They're very old, and if I tell them I've got a horse on the menu, they're not very open-minded, and they're Jewish, and I don't know if there's a religious prohibition
against what? Against horse?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's kosher or not.
Is it kosher? Yeah, I don't know if horse is kosher. Is kosher?
So you're going to serve? Suppose somebody eats a kosher meal, and you're going to serve them horse?
Well, do I look like a rabbi? What I'm trying to do is
you're not going to serve them a kosher meal.
Why don't you serve them?
Is there something wrong with your throat, sir? You sound like. Are you okay?
Yeah,
I mean that because you.
This is how you sound like that.
Oh, okay.
Look, Bob, I'm going to let you go. Very good points, Bob. I want to discuss these with Ted. 877-876-PHIL.
You're not going to discuss anything. You're going to move on to another call, aren't you?
No, I'm going to discuss with you when we have some time this idea of serving a non-kosher meat to people that are maybe keeping kosher. I don't know. Here's David on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, I drive a truck for a living. I've gone from state to state. And matter of fact, coming out of Louisiana, they serve alligator on their menu and call it alligator. But what you're trying to say is you're not going to advertise that you serve horse meat because you're afraid that your customer base is not intellectually inclined to understand that it's horse meat. I don't want you serving me up a pile of crap and calling it a steak.
It's not crap. It's horse. That's the only difference.
I'm aware.
What if it tastes good? What if it tastes good? So are you going to say still?
Are you going to serve crap?
No, I'm serving your horse.